And so it is that the revellers gather around the body of poor King Toffrey. Some are glum, others, like Chastity, seem quite happy. A strange bunch, to be sure, but each of them is hiding something that they'd rather not tell. The head of the King's Guard questions each of them hurriedly and in a haphazard fashion. McSporran gesticulates the most, but then again, he always does, complaining about the basest of insults, accused of being all mouth and wanton trousers. In turn, he lashes out at Icy and Sheena, demanding to know their whereabouts the night before, but they do not answer him. The Black Knight cares not, and plays with his buckled knee, flapping about his wooden leg, whilst Thud the Barbarian apes around, looking under tables and trestles as if he's lost something important. Jewel watches him in amusement, perhaps hoping he will unearth a necklace that she's been looking for herself.
Whoosh!
Sorry, shouts Bernie, as an enormous fireball engulfs the centre of the throne ring. That happens when I get stressed. Shazam, who has been trying to find out from Bernie what a court mage does, stepped back and mopped the sweat from his singed eyebrows. Fortunately, the only thing in the centre of the throne room is King Toffrey's body, which is now a shade more cooked than before. Candida solemnly shakes her head. There's nothing I can do for him now. Suddenly, a loud smash draws everyone's attention. Legolas has thrown another empty bottle into the great fireplace. He staggers up and brings forth parts of some distant meal over Sir Prancelot, who is sitting nearby.
Oi, I'm going to be a bally lord, didn't you know? Says the knight, shaking his fist.
In reply, Legolas retches and blurts out,
You don't know what it's like being an elf.
Just then, the court cook appears, followed by several servers.
Food waits for no man, king or otherwise. Have it now or have it cold.
The revellers arrange themselves gingerly around the great table and prepare to eat a feast, regardless of the slightly charred, stomach-churning smell of death surrounding them.